In the studio, a woman who knows all about singing and takes people like me who can't sing a note. What started as a lark 10 years ago is now a respected part of Winnipeg's volunteer community. So respected, in fact, that Spirit's Call Choir is receiving an award next week. It's going to be presented at a dinner honoring Manitoba's most valued volunteers. Margaret Tobin is the choir's director and the founder. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you.
Is your voice in good form?
Oh, yes. It's more my talking voice at this time of day than my singing voice. If you were trying to sing solo at this time in the morning on the radio, no wonder it wasn't your highest, best sound.
Oh, you're so comforting. But do you think you might be able to sing a little bit for us?
No, I would play our CD, though. We're a choir. We don't sing solo live at 8 o'clock in the morning on CBC Radio. We sing together in community.
I like how you beat me up.
This is good. Bet.
So listen, how did the choir start in the first place?
Well, it was in a workshop that a colleague and I did called Explorations of the Self, Tap Your Inner Potential. People came just to explore and tap their potential. Didn't have anything to do with singing. There was a warm-up activity that was a chanting thing that was basically warming up for something else. And people let their sound come out, let their voice come out. And it was this magical moment in the room. And people said, oh my goodness, I was singing. It felt wonderful. People were saying to each other, you have a beautiful voice. And people said, I was always told I couldn't sing. And here it was this magical time of this beautiful sound. And someone for a joke said, we should form a choir, ha ha ha. And I've always loved singing. Singing just changes my state of being faster than anything else. And so I said, sure, we'll form a choir. So I put up a sign-up sheet and I said, come on, you know, sing, come to my house. So we had this kind of motley crew of people who began singing along to CDs in my home and then a bigger home and then a bigger home. But from the beginning, there was this vision that people had. We're going to be big. We're going to perform. We're going to record. And there was this sort of infinite possibility idea that was in the very original seeds of the choir. And it's called Spirit's Call Choir, as you know, and it's part of a larger organization called Spirit's Call. The co-founder was an actor and writer well known in the creative community, Merv Camponi. He's not with us anymore. But the original vision of Spirit's Call was to raise money for development work through the creative arts.
And you're doing that.
And we're doing that.
Now, I don't mean to put you on the spot, because Jan Harding Jensen and I tried this yesterday, and we can do this if you would prefer not to, but I wanted to get a sense of what you mean by a toning exercise. Are you able to give us a demo, or should Jan and I show you what we tried yesterday?
Well, we can all just tone together.
Well, let's do it. Okay, Jan, if you want to grab... We were trying to tone to the, I think, the note A. It was really nice. We had about three people.
Yeah.
We were all had our arms around each other.
Yeah.
So could you lead us? And Jan's
Training.
On the mic.
Okay. And we just do this at the ending of our choir every time we sing together. So it's just whatever note comes out in whatever way. You can move your voice around and just start. Feel the vibrations in your body.
That's nice. You know, we get to the point, it sounded like for a moment there we were in sync.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It does feel very good. You know, yesterday when we tried it, one of our colleagues was really stressed out.
Yeah.
And we tried it just for fun, and Jan went off and found a piano and hit A, came back. And our colleague was, I think, quite healthy at the end of it.
Beautiful, beautiful.
How would all of that make somebody feel more comfortable singing, though? It's one thing to go... But to actually sing, how does that help them?
Well, singing, there's quite a lot of research now about the benefits of singing in lots of ways. And just if you can just forget about yourself and just allow yourself to really listen and let your sound come out, vibrationally, it really changes the vibrations in each person's body. And collectively, there's a vibrational thing that happens that is really profoundly moving. And people who have very significant life challenges come to the choir and say they can just for that time really forget about everything else but just the beauty of the sound and the community of our choral family and just feel supported and uplifted and joyful. One of the hallmarks of our choir really is the joy that people experience when we sing together. Jeremy Balance, who's our musical director, is an amazing gifted person who's got a superb ear, only also he's one of the most relaxed guys I've ever met in my life, and everything is fine. And at our concerts, everything is fine. You know, sometimes if we screw up when we're singing, we just start the song again. Our last concert, we opened with a song that we screwed up when we sang, started it again. Everybody thought we did it intentionally to show that we're not technically
not perfect,
but the joy and the inclusiveness is what we're about.
You talked about the vibrations and feeling good, and I know you've talked about how the experience of singing can really help heal.
Mm-hmm.
Do you mind talking about your own experience with that?
Sure. As with many people in our choir, I've had some health challenges. I'm dealing with a diagnosis of breast cancer. I just, a few weeks ago, actually had a mastectomy. And I find that singing is so supportive to me. I went through this before, and singing was one of the central things that I really retained in my life, although I very intentionally looked at my life pretty closely and changed a lot of things. And one of the things I really held on to was singing. And we have actually a special invitation for people affected by cancer to join the choir. That's supported through Cancer Care. And many of our members have challenges with health, cancer, and other things. And what some people say is they really like coming to something that is nourishing and supportive, but isn't about whatever their illness is. Or, you know, people with challenges with family members that are really having hard times, or a lot of people in our choir have a lot of major life challenges, only we don't even necessarily know that about one another. What we know is what it feels like when we come together to make music together.
Now, is it anecdotal evidence, or is there scientific evidence that singing when you have serious illnesses is actually beneficial?
There's quite a lot of research about that. There was actually a choir in Victoria that started through Cancer Care, and they did research specifically. It was for people affected by cancer, not only patients but family members and people who work with people with cancer, and the beneficial effects of just a shift in mood and a feeling of optimism. All of that, of course, increases your capacity to heal, because when you're stressed and locked down in that kind of mode, the body just doesn't have its natural healing capacity. So allowing just the beauty of the healing possibility of our body in its most relaxed state, there's a lot of research that talks about the benefits of that.
Well, and what I like about it is there's no pressure, you know, you
Absolutely.
Don't really have to know how to sing. Now, the award you're getting is presented by the mayor, and it recognizes groups that have significant impact on the community. I want to ask you, what is the one thing that you are most proud of that the choir has done?
Well, all of our concerts are benefit concerts, and we started doing concerts when an organization that supports refugees approached me and said, would you do your concerts as benefits for our organization? At that point, we'd never done any concerts. We just sang Drop In, A Toonie a Time every couple of weeks, and that was what really started our ability to perform full-length concerts ourselves. And at SNES, to the North End sponsorship team that nominated us for this award, we have done 7 annual benefit concerts for them now, and we've raised almost $60,000 for NEST.
$60,000?
Yeah, all together. At our next benefit concert coming up on May the 8th, we will break $100,000. We'll have raised over $100,000 for lots of causes, locally and globally.
Well, bravo, bravo. From a just a momentary idea to this is great. Margaret Tobin, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Margaret Tobin is director and founder of Spirits Call Choir. The group has a concert coming up Saturday, May the 8th, which is the day before Mother's Day. And now I have here a pair of tickets to give away. If you'd like to go, this is at Grace Christian Church, 7:30 in the evening, Saturday, May the 8th. And this sounds like quite a wonderful event. And can people call you and sign up if they want to sing? Not at this concert, but join the group?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
we'll start again in the fall.
How do they find you? What's your phone number?
488-0078.
Okay, great.
And we invite everybody at our concerts to join the choir. And some people find that singing with us, we sing always collectively in our concerts as well with the audience. Some people have had such an uplifting experience. It was just a peak experience for them, and they then come and join us.
This is perfect. Thank you very much. The number again is 488-0078 to sign up. And to win the tickets, call 780-893 or 1-800-268-5483. They'll go to caller number 7.